Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, Thankful Tuesday. I am thankful for you and this opportunity we have to be reading Scripture together. Today in Luke's Gospel, we're in chapter 17. We'll be reading verses 20 through the end of the chapter, and this is about the coming of the kingdom of God. And then we'll move over to the Psalms, and today we're reading Psalm 135. It's quite a long one, so I'll try to keep my commentary to a minimum. The coming of the kingdom, starting in verse 20 of Luke 17. Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." And he said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not go out and follow them. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking and buying and selling and planting and building. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let the one who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away. And likewise, let the one who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife? Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will keep it. I tell you, in that night there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding together. One will be taken and the other left." And they said to him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather." Jesus reiterates several points about the kingdom of God here. The Pharisees thought that the kingdom of God was some kind of future entity, something that was coming but had not come. And Jesus says, no, the kingdom of God is near. It is already here. We know it to be true that Jesus brought the kingdom of God. He's the fulfillment of the kingdom. And we also pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." It's this idea that God's Spirit is at work around us even now, making things on earth like they are in heaven. And so that's why we pray that we would be a part of that kingdom come. Then there's a discussion of Jesus's coming again, and it's kind of haunting. It's like in the days of Noah. I never thought about the fact that the day before Noah entered the ark, somebody got married and they thought they were starting their new life together, and bam, the rains came down and the floods came up. Or in the days of Lot, everybody was just going on with their status quo and the judgment of the Lord came. And that is a warning, I believe, for our world, that we never know when Jesus is going to return. And so we need to be ready and we need to be focused on the kingdom and working for the Lord. Okay, let's move on over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 135. The title in the ESV is, "Your name, O Lord, endures forever." Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the Lord our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself. Israel as his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps. He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain, and brings forth the wind from his storehouses. He it was who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and of beast, who in your midst, O Egypt, sent signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants, who struck down many nations and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to the people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your renown, O Lord, throughout all ages. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths but do not speak. They have eyes but do not see. They have ears but do not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, he who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. This psalm is a great reminder that we should praise the Lord in our coming and our going. At all times, we are to praise him. Douglas Webster, in his commentary, says this: "The name is shortened notation for the fullness of God, even as servants of the Lord refers to all the people of God, past, present, and future, and not just the official priest. We are called to praise, not to debate or critique or to sit in judgment. The psalmist speaks to our skeptical mind and our troubled hearts and says, praise the Lord. His message is clear. Begin with doxology, no doubt. Rather than a cool empathy with a cynic, let the skeptic witness the genuineness of your worship. Worship your way into feelings for God. Don't feel your way into worship." Spurgeon wrote this: "We ought to always be at it, answering to the command here given, praise, praise, praise. Let the three in one have the praises of our spirit, soul, and body. For the past, the present, and the future, let us render threefold hallelujahs." And so let us praise the Lord together as we enter into a time of thankfulness for who God is, and also as we thank him for a person, a place, and I'm going to switch it up here, an ability that we have. Maybe it's a special ability given by the Spirit, like a spiritual gift, or perhaps it's just an ability to breathe, or to laugh, or to walk, or to praise in the midst of sorrow. And then we'll just do a little contemplative prayer together where I give you time to think and to be grateful to the Lord. Will you pray with me? Father, we just want to praise you. We want to start with praise and end with praise because we know that you are the maker of heaven and earth, and yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Help us to be a people who seek to bring your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And we thank you for Jesus who has brought the kingdom of God near. Lord, we are thankful today for a person whom you bring to mind. We stop to pray for blessings on them and on their family. We thank you, Lord, now for a place that you have provided. In these moments, we also are grateful for abilities that you have given us And we close with thankfulness for who you are from A to Z. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the first and the last. We know that you are working all things together for the good of those that love you and are called according to your purposes. We thank you, Lord, for not giving up on us, for being merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. We are so grateful, Lord. Help us to live lives of gratitude today through Jesus Christ. Amen.